This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Faber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, each week I bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to build your business with house calls. Thanks so much for joining me today because this is the revolution you're building. Today's episode is all about going from burnout to a six-figure house call business. And I want to take the opportunity here to kick off this podcast with sharing my story and my journey with all of you. And I thought, you know what? Why don't I go ahead and ask myself the same questions that I'll be asking guests on the podcast so you could get an inside look on how I went from burnout to a six-figure practice all around house calls. And most importantly, give you some key takeaways and some serious motivation on the freedom that house calls can give you in your business. So first, let me give you the quick breakdown. I left convention years ago to escape the burnout and stress I was experiencing working in a high volume practice. And honestly, I was just done feeling trapped by the typical path to building a business. So I broke free and I figured out, you know what, I'm going to figure out how to grow a successful practice all around house calls. And I did it up to the point of making six figures on house calls. That gave me more time, less stress, and ultimately the lifestyle I craved. So now I want to show others the way, and I'm on a mission to show health and wellness professionals the freedom that's possible to take their business anywhere with house calls. Insert my brainchild, the house call revolution. This is where I bring you the inspiring stories, successes, and messages to help you discover how you can build a house call business, how you can integrate it into your life and your vision into what you want to achieve. So what we're going to do is first kick things off by laying the groundwork here. The first thing that I ask my guests, the first that I ask myself is, what's my house call journey? Every business owner, everyone who is incorporating house calls into how they practice has their own story of why house calls are for me. So first, let me share with you how I came to discover the house call model and why I decided it was right for me and right for my business. So first, just a little bit of background. I came out of school looking for an opportunity to work with someone and have a way where I could have a mentor take me under his wings and really show me the ropes before I went into launching my own business. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to land a job somewhere, land a job in the big city, work with a team of providers, and learn the ropes before I break away and do my own thing. So I always had the idea of starting my own business, but I never really saw it in a way outside of the conventional way because that's what I knew. So I land this associateship job that became nothing but a nightmare in a matter of a couple of weeks' time. We are talking classic high volume practice that just was such a disconnect between how I wanted to practice, what my experiences were as a student. It was a total square peg in round hole. I mean, basically, the biggest challenges that I faced as an associate, it was dealing with being incredibly overbooked, having long days, you know, making peanuts, barely being able to pay my bills, let alone, you know, pay student loans, any other expenses that I'd accumulated through school. And I was lucky if I could spend, you know, 3 to 5 minutes per patient. You know, I'm a chiropractor by training, and, you know, I in my training, I really wanted to have more time to treat my patients, but I didn't have that opportunity to do so at that type of practice. And unfortunately, that, you know, is just more of the norm. A lot of conventional practices, a high volume model is really common and typical from a business standpoint. And for me, it was just not the right fit. You know, I would easily see, you know, 50, 60, 70, you know, sometimes 80 patients a day. And I would leave the end of every day feeling exhausted. My body literally ached from all of those treatments and all of those appointments. I didn't feel like I had time to communicate with my patients, let alone barely enough time to treat them. And on top of that, what made it worse is that it was such a high pressure environment. You know, the boss was really micromanaging, super critical. You could never do anything right, really nitpicky. And for someone like me is like super free spirited and also has an idea of how I wanted to practice, the disconnect just grew stronger and stronger and stronger. Yet I was locked in to this 2-year contract that, with me being a little bit naive at the time, I just didn't know how to get out of that. So that led to an onslaught of 2 years being stuck in this environment where burnout started to sink in and sink in, just something fierce because I was so exhausted. And, you know, this is also, you know, that practice working 6 days a week, 12-hour days, having maybe one day off a week to turn off, really no vacation time, no time to see family. There was just no time to breathe and live and have a life outside of being in the office. And while I love my work, you know, I love taking care of patients, I just wasn't able to do it in the way that I wanted to. And so at the end of those 2 years were coming to an end and I was able to break free from this job, I was at this crossroads because I knew that what I was doing before wasn't working. I knew that I did not want to fall into another job, hoping that maybe this new job would solve all my answers. I was too entrepreneurial for that. I knew I wanted to start my own path and have my own business. But I was also, in those 2 years' time, hearing stories from my friends, colleagues, other students I went to school with, people from other professions who were dealing with similar challenges, whether they were working for someone else or whether they had their own business and dealing with the stresses of running a business. So I was looking at this first from the provider standpoint of thinking, I don't want to have another environment or have to be in a business model where I can't see patients for the amount of time that I want to, where I feel rushed and overbooked. And as I started to crunch the numbers, I start to understand even more why conventional businesses in the health and wellness world run this way, because the expenses are so high. The overhead is so high to manage a business, let alone make it profitable. And when I crunched the numbers in my area and at that time, I had to see close to 100 patients a week just to break even on the projected overhead. To paint the picture even stronger, I had another colleague, a good friend in my area, who ironically left the same practice that I was working in because he was working there as well. He upped and left, started his own typical practice, and he was faced with $30,000 a month in overhead. And he was about a year ahead of me in his journey. And I thought, God, this is not for me. I don't want to do this either. So I really felt like a fish out of water because I knew working for someone wasn't for me. I also knew the conventional model of how to run a business wasn't for me. It just felt like a storm of stress from every perspective, as a provider, as a business owner, and everyone. It's just kind of a lose-lose if the way that I saw it. Patients didn't get enough time. I couldn't care for them the way I wanted to. And then the stresses of business just would start to compound themselves. So I really had to reflect on what it is that I wanted. And I started to really think about what could be a different way that I could start a business. And I thought about this conversation that I had that literally happened in a matter of seconds with a patient in the office that I was working in. And she asked me, she says, "Hey, Dr. Jen, you know, I don't know if you could do this, but I'm just wondering, would you ever consider coming to my home? Or could you ever come to my house instead of me having to come here? Because I mean, it's crazy. I'm coming from downtown. It takes forever to get here. And then I'm sitting in the waiting room for a long time. It's just, it's getting really hard to come for regular care." Now at the time, I couldn't do that at all. You know, I had to honor my contract for obvious reasons. I wasn't going to go outside of where I was working to see patients. And I really just stuffed that conversation away. I didn't think anything of it. So fast forward about a year later, after I've left the job, now I've moved out of my home, back hanging out with my family because I have no idea what I'm going to be doing next. I started to think about that conversation. I started to think, what could that look like to go to someone's house? I was like, I already have a table that I would need to treatment. I have a portable table. I have my car, a tank of gas. I have my malpractice. I mean, what else do I really need? And the more I started to crunch the numbers, the more I started to realize how feasible it was to actually start a house call business from the financial standpoint, where I would see my colleagues getting buried in 5 to 6 figures of startup money and then have to deal with another 5 figures a month, like my colleague who has $30,000 a month in overhead. I thought, gosh, I could do this for a fraction of that. And not only that, but what could that look like if I actually designed the way I wanted to see patients? What if I could actually design longer appointments so I could spend more time with them and offer them more treatment? And I realized that now did I not only figure out a way to really be my own boss and figure out how I wanted to work, but I could do it in a way that was as unconventional could be by looking at how seamlessly I could get this business off the ground. Now, there was a lot of trial and error along the way, you know, and figuring out what to do and how to do it. And I'll share with you some of the, you know, biggest insights and mistakes and lessons I've learned. But really, that's how I came to discover why house calls were for me. And the biggest thing that I would say in that is that conversation I had with that patient, little did I realize at the time, but that was a huge turning point for me. That was a huge revelation for me in terms of what I was looking for, because what I was looking for, my vision for practice and my vision of my values and my purpose. Another question that I'll be asking my guests, and another question that I want to share with you, my answer to it is, how does a house call model reflect my values and my purpose? And the biggest thing about the house call model that I see for myself and for those who are doing it and are interested in it is that it is all about freedom. And let me tell you, that is what I craved the most in getting away from that job and seeing countless colleagues and friends burning out in the same way that I was. I wanted freedom. I wanted freedom in every way imaginable. I wanted freedom to decide how I wanted to build my business. I wanted freedom to decide how I could create a way where I could spend more time with my patients because they were asking for it. They wanted it. And I wanted to give it to them. I felt like I was shortchanging them and shortchanging myself as a provider and what I knew and how I could help them get even better. I wanted the freedom to set my schedule. I wanted the freedom where I wouldn't have to answer to being in the same four walls of an office every day and getting worried that every time I would take vacation, the expenses were still adding up. And being the free spirit that I am, I also wanted the freedom to be able to pick up and go and have variety in my life and my surroundings and who I was seeing. And to do that through house calls, the house call model was 100% a perfect fit for me. And what I would also say is that the house call model gave me freedom to not only have a business that was successful, but a business that became highly profitable on a significantly smaller amount and number of patients because I didn't have the expenses to worry about. I was able to charge more for a premium service that I had the freedom to make significantly more than what I was making working for someone else, and freedom to not have to just freak out about, oh my God, am I going to be able to get by? Am I going to be able to make ends meet? You know, am I going to be able to like pay the rent this month? And it was pretty crazy. I mean, when I left that job, I basically left with very little money in my pocket. I wasn't getting paid much. I didn't have much really money to my name. And when I decided to start my house call business, I moved into a empty one bedroom apartment. The only belongings I had were what I could fit into my car and a mattress that I ordered online, like Overstock or something. So I had something to sleep on, but it was the most proverbial of clean slates. And no one in my area was doing it. No one in my area was doing house calls. There was really no one to look to or turn to. But you know what? At that moment, though I was scared out of my mind because I was just figuring things out, I felt free. I felt free for the first time I had in a long time. So the house call model reflects my desire for freedom. It also reflects my desire to be free to treat the people in my life at a higher level and to run my business in a higher level. That is the most symbolic value of who I am as a person and what it is that I've always craved and always wanted to create in my life design, but also what I wanted to create in a business. And house calls gave me that. House calls can give you that because of the flexibility in how seamlessly you can integrate it into your business or how seamlessly you can start your own house call business. So now that you have a little deeper backstory on who I am and my motivation and some of those, you know, earlier struggles, but also the values around house calls and what inspired me to get started with this. You know, let me share with you a little bit about the impact that house calls made first on my community. And then I'll share with you the impact that it made on my life and the lessons that I learned along the way. So I'll get to that in a minute. But now that I've given you some background, Let me share with you the impact that house calls made on my clients. So when I started my house call practice, I was in a large metropolitan area filled with people who are very overworked, incredibly stressed out. So for them to squeeze in another window of time for them to go see the doctor was a challenge. And really across the board, you know, if you look at the most common complaint of consumers in health and wellness world, service industries, is that they don't feel like they have enough time with their provider. And so I was listening, you know, to the conversations that were going on in the waiting area and to the front desk, and comments that patients would make to me about their care. And, you know, my patients were satisfied and they were getting better where it was working, but they also were having challenges, just like the patient I had alluded to who said, "Hey, could you ever just come to my house?" And though I was so scared to be starting a business model that felt so new at the time, and there was no one really doing house calls, and I didn't have anyone to mentor at the time, what I started to see was this beautiful, like, eye-opening effect with people in my community who were looking for something different. People who wanted care, people who wanted services, but people who also knew that they didn't have time to spend sitting in traffic, to actually spend more time in traffic and in the waiting room than when they actually did with their provider. So the impact it made was that for the patients who actually decided to stick with me after I left my job, and then for the patients, the new ones that I attracted into my business after, they were beyond thrilled with the service, and that they could wake up in their own home, make a cup of coffee, stay in their comfies, waiting for me to come to their door to provide care for them. And one of the most powerful things that house calls can give in any community is the opportunity to serve people in your community at a higher level. The opportunity to give them something greater and stronger, to give them access to care that maybe they wouldn't make the time to access, even though they know they need it, or even though they know they could benefit from it. And whether that's in a rural setting or in a large metropolitan area like where I was, everyone has the opportunity to benefit from it because of the opportunity to give them their time back, the convenience factor, and just the premium rock star service that house calls inherently are. So just to paint a deeper picture here, I'd love to share with you one of the success stories of a client whose life was improved because of house calls and because of me having a house call business in their area. And this is actually as a couple who were very, loved the walkable life, if you will. They loved being able to live in a, basically like a neighborhood within the city that was very walkable. They could walk to work, they could walk to their gym, walk to their grocery store. But the one thing that they couldn't walk to was getting a chiropractor. And they, you know that they knew that they both needed it. They both had different issues and challenges that they were facing, but they never pursued care. And they dealt with aches and pains for months to a couple of years. They just dealt with issues because they figured out it was too inconvenient to disrupt their life and go to schedule an appointment. And then they happened to find me by searching for different providers in their area. And we started to work together. I would come to their home. I would treat them in the comforts of their home before they went to work. And what turned into a natural patient-doctor relationship where I cared for them and they got better and they reached their benchmarks of goals and progress turned into this beautiful story of them sharing with me that if it wasn't for me, they would never get this type of care. If it wasn't for me, they would never go out and pursue services like mine to take care of themselves. If it wasn't for me, they would still be in pain. If it wasn't for me, they wouldn't be able to live with the higher quality of life in the way that they are now. And they're just pouring this out to me after I treated them. We're actually taking a moment at their dining room table, and they're sharing this with me. This is now after a good year of us working together, getting them over their injuries and then onto this beautiful wellness care. And they started to pour this out to me. And it was in that moment, which was then ironically hindsight, now after I'd been in starting a house call business for a couple of years, I realized this is why I do it. Yes, it's for freedom to live and make a great income and have the freedom to run a business with less stress, but it's for them. And it's to serve my community at a higher level. And I walked out the door that day realizing that those are two people whose lives are changed in a dramatic sense and in a very humbling sense. When I realized that if it wasn't for house calls, I would never have seen them and provided care for them. And if it wasn't for house calls, they could have very well been dealing with the same issues that they'd already been dealing with for a really long time. And that story is just one of many. You know, a lot of the patients that stuck with me and came into my house call business stuck with me for years because they saw the value that they could get in having someone actually come to their home to provide care for them, that it's such a rarity, and that they would also very gladly pay for that type of service, pay for that type of care, because they know what they're investing in and naturally attracting people who are inherently ready to invest in their health, invest in getting better. So it is a beautiful impact that I was able to witness. And that couple is just, one of many stories that I could share. You know, other stories of families, of parents. I could think of parents with newborns, twins, who wouldn't have stood a chance of leaving the house, packing up their two little ones to come to receive care. But through house calls, they were able to receive care and also get care for their children as well. So the impact that I witnessed in offering house calls to my community was vast and profound and incredibly repetitive, which is a very nurturing thing to experience being in health and wellness and in providing services like that I was, knowing that my mission was to ultimately care for as many people as I can. But with house calls, it gave me a different level of accessibility that I would never have experienced if I had a typical practice or stayed in the practice that I was working in. So the impact was huge, mega, mega huge. And I share that with you just to really tap into what the heart of a house call business is all about and why it could be so powerful from every angle, from the business standpoint, the financial standpoint, and most importantly, from the client standpoint. So now that I've had a chance to share with you the impact that it makes on clients in the community, let's dive in some into the juicy stuff as it relates to business and goals and the potential here with the house call business and how I went from that burned out associate to actually making a very profitable business and making a six-figure income with house calls. So the first thing I'd like to share with you is a little bit of hindsight here. Because when I was starting my house call business, I didn't have a clue as to what I was doing. I was really figuring it out very guerrilla style, you know, just figuring this out as I went and trying to learn from, you know, the experiences that I had, though not the greatest, and from what other people were telling me, though it was from the conventional model, that ultimately made me realize how wildly different the house call model is, and that I had a big learning curve ahead of me to figure out how to do this right, because it's not like a conventional practice. It's very, very different. And you know, every business owner has overcome mistakes and obstacles to get to where they are now. And my story is no different. So I want to just dive into a little bit of candid conversation and hindsight on what I've learned in the years of having a house call business. So the first thing I want to share with you is my answer to this question. What's the biggest lesson I've learned in having a house call business so far? And the biggest lesson I would say is to honor your value. Honor the value of a service such as house calls and what it is that you are giving to your community, what it is that you want to give to your community. Because when I started my house call business, I was very much in the single track mind that I was coming out of a conventional practice, and for obvious reasons. You know, those were my experiences. I didn't know any different. I couldn't talk to anyone who was doing anything different. And anyone who I talked to about running a house call business, they told me I was nuts. They said that it would never work. I could never make enough money. No one would ever pay higher for house calls so they could get the same care down the street. You name it. I mean, I got bombarded with reason after reason and naysayer after naysayer on why it didn't work. So as you could imagine, hearing that and being bombarded with that after leaving a 2 years of burnout, plus walking into a empty one bedroom apartment with very little to my name, that definitely messes with your self-confidence. And I think that really impacted the perception I brought to the table when it related to my house call business. And where it impacted me the most is the value that I projected. when I first started, I would charge the same amount that everyone else in my area was charging. I charged the same price because I wanted to stay competitive. Now, that could be, you know, you may think, well, that's a smart move. That makes sense. But what I missed was the opportunity to actually distinguish myself. And part of distinguishing myself is by the value that I'm giving, by coming to them, by providing them longer appointments, providing more time than what anyone else in my area was offering. And because of that, there is a price point, there is a value to that, that I should have honored, but I was too scared to charge more. And I didn't understand the idea of charging more and how to do it effectively and showcase the value of what I offered. So what that led to in the first year to two of my practice with house calls was really just undercharging for my services and not charging what I was worth. Now, for the patients, that actually worked out in their favor because they could get an even higher level of service for the same price. But what was happening under the surface is that patients were valuing me at the same level as everyone else because I wasn't distinguishing myself. I wasn't distinguishing myself with the premium care that I was offering and the premium amount of face time that I was offering. And not that it created a negative impact per se, because those patients were loyal and they stuck with me, but created a negative perception of worth and a negative perception of how house calls, what they're actually worth, and that they're actually worth more than the value that what I was projecting. And let me illustrate this with a story. And this is this also folds into the next question, which is, what's one big mistake you've made in your house call business and how did you learn from it? And the one big mistake I made was charging the same as everyone else. And there was an instance of a house call patient that I was working with who was another health and wellness professional. He was a psychiatrist, cash practice. He charges, or at the time he was charging his patients, a substantial fee for his services, rightly so. And when I came to see him for his new patient appointment via house call, I'm in the comfort of his home, we're finishing up his appointment. And, you know, this is me as an early bird in the house call game. And he's like, okay, how much for today? And every time that question would come up from a patient in their new appointment, I would freak out. Even though I was charging the same as everyone else, I freaked out about charging fees, about asking for money for what I was doing. Definitely dealing with some, you know, confidence was a little bit rattled at the time because I felt so new and still trying to figure out so much of what I was doing. So I say this price to this patient and there's this dead silence. It's the older gentleman, you know, 60-some-year-old gentleman, looking over his glasses, just staring at me after I say my price, deadpan. And in my mind, I start freaking out, thinking, oh my God, like, it's too much. He's not going to want to pay it. He's going to start to complain. He's going to start to bark at me. And this, I never even had this happen. No patient ever said that. It was just this fear that I had in my brain. And he looks over his glasses after this, what felt like the longest pause on the planet. And he says, that's not nearly enough. And my mind was thinking, what? Really? Like, who says that? What patient stares you in the eye? What person stares you in the eye when they're getting ready to write you a check or pay you and says that's not enough? I was like, really? I'm like, can you clarify? And he says, you're not charging enough. Not for what you've just done. You've been at my house for an hour with this level of work? No. He's like, I want you to give me your highest price. And I will not put my pen onto my checkbook until you tell me what your highest price is. That's what I'm going to pay you. I mean, this man was adamant. He was adamant to pay the highest price. Now, mind you, I didn't have a highest price because I kept the price the same. I had a price of what I wanted to charge, of what I really felt my service was worth, but I never once exclaimed it. And I thought, well, if there's a moment to do so, now is the time. Someone is literally telling me and asking me for it. So I announced a price that was double than what I had originally asked him. And then he looks at me again and he pauses. And then this little smile comes out of the corner of his eye and he says, that's more like it. And he writes out a check, no questions asked. I continue to see him weekly for, gosh, I think the next 9 to 12 months, very happily so. And he was one of my best patients. And in that moment, that was another turning point for me to realize, you know what? I really need to step up. I really need to honor what it is that I'm worth and charge more for my services. And even though I was still scared, even though after that great experience, I was still scared to charge more, the amazing response I got from my patients when I did was, oh, well, that makes more sense. Oh, yeah, I never thought you were charging enough. Yeah, like that totally makes sense. I'm happy to pay that. I think I had maybe like two people out of 70 to 80 that thought that it was too much, but they still paid it. They still happily paid it because they wanted to continue working with me because house calls are rare. You know, this is a rare commodity to offer this in your community. So the mistake of not charging enough became this beautiful transition and ownership to actually really understanding that house calls merit you being worth more. House calls merit you being able to charge more for what it is that you offer. So the biggest mistake that I would encourage you to avoid is not charging what you're worth and charging what everyone else is in your area, because you are worth it and house calls are worth it. And the amount of care that you give to people in your community are worth it, and they will gladly pay you for it. So that is some serious hindsight on, if someone had told me on day one mistake to avoid, that's something I would have loved to have known, because it took me a couple of years to really figure that out and master what it meant to charge higher fees, market higher fees, and honor it and feel ownership around it. So with that in mind, the next question would be, what's the biggest takeaway that I would want to share with others like you who want to build a house call business or are building a house call business? And the biggest thing that I would say to that is trust your gut. Trust what it is about house calls that excite you, whether you're just considering the idea or whether you're already doing them. Trust what excites you about it, because we aren't even close to saturation when it comes to house calls. I mean, this is just starting to gain momentum. There's just this developing resurgence of house calls coming back. And I'm here to tell you that there may be people in your area, there may be loved ones, there may be colleagues who will say that it's not going to work. In fact, I can think of someone I was coaching who bowed out of his dream to build a house call business because he had loved ones tell him that it would never work, even though he knew it's what he wanted. And I will tell you this, the house call model is a model that really is for people who are looking for something that's out of the box, looking for something different, looking for something because what they're currently doing, what you're currently doing, or what you feel like you need to do, isn't what you want. It doesn't match who you are, what you want to offer, how you want to build your business. So trust your gut and tap into what your gut is telling you on why you want to do it. Because it's that motivation that's going to carry you every step of the way. It's that motivation that's going to carry you when the days are a little rough, or maybe you have kind of a slow day, or maybe someone's critiquing you or doesn't think this is a great idea. Because the more confident you are and the more understanding you have on your why for house calls, what this means to you, what this means to your business and the type of life you can build, that's your motivation. And I will tell you, no naysayer could get in your way. That's what I knew when I left my job broke in an empty apartment. Every time a naysayer would come across my path, a little voice in the back of my brain would always say, watch me. Just wait and watch. I'll show you what I can do. Because I knew at the core of who I am that this was exactly what I wanted, that it made perfect sense for me with where I was in my life, for the freedom that I wanted to create. So the biggest takeaway I want to give you is listen to yourself. Trust yourself. Trust what you want, because ultimately it doesn't matter about anyone else in your life. If you are not serving your vision for the life you want to create, if you're not serving the way you want to treat others and care for others and the type of business you want to build, at some point it will impact not only you, but it will impact your loved ones. It will impact your community because you're not living to your greatest potential. And the idea of house calls, for all of you listening, there's something about this that excites you, that motivates you. And if you're already doing it, this just pumps you up even more because you realize, yes, this is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. Listen to that, remember that, and keep that at the forefront of your mind, because that is going to be your continual slow burn of fuel that's going to keep you going, give you some serious good juju so you can build whatever type of house call business that you want to build. So with that, let me give you a dose of motivation and paint this full picture for you now that I've shared with you this takeaway and one of the biggest mistakes that I've learned, and walk you through the transformation that I went through of going from, you know, burned out and broke to making six figures with house calls. So I want to share with you this transformation to help you build momentum in your house call vision. If you remember any one thing from this podcast, this is what I want you to hear. I want you to hear my story, and I want you to hear the potential and the opportunity that is in it, that it's given me, because you can very much apply the same for you. So what originally was a 50 patients a day working for someone, I was maybe making $35,000 a year, working at that pace, 12-hour days, 6 days a week, crunching some pretty heavy, high numbers ultimately to make really what ended up to be a couple dollars per appointment is what I would average. I think the average I was making per appointment, because I calculated one day, is I was making around $3 per appointment for every patient that I saw, because I got such a small cut because my salary was so low, and the amount of people I would have to see to make ends meet, it didn't even matter because I was at a salary. So my earning potential was capped. And that's really what was part of my fuel in terms of how could I create prosperity and abundance for myself, and what can house calls do in doing that? So what went from that and making $30,000 a year led to first a couple of years of trial and error, going through some of the mistakes I've shared with you, learning how to honor what I was worth, honor my value, how to market it, and how to grow a house call business right. It took a while to get there. But now to look at a life in the day with my house call business, it would be seeing 5 patients a day for 30 minutes per appointment rather than 5 minutes or 3 minutes, and making $100 per appointment on average, give or take, a little more, a little less, depending upon the type of service. But going from literally making, you know, $2 per appointment, it's making $500 a day on 5 appointments. That, mind you, I could do in about 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, maybe, depending upon commute time and things like that, because of my longer appointments. That gave me the opportunity to work 3 to 4 hours a day, work less than part-time, start my days around 7:30, get into the city, see my handful of patients, wrap up around 11:30 or earlier, and then come home and have the rest of the day to live and explore and enjoy my hobbies and spend time with loved ones. So that over the course of time, at that pace, what led to what became $500 a day became $2,500 a week, became $10,000 a month, all on 5 appointments a day. And mind you, all while being able to create a model that ultimately is a win-win-win. My transformation with this was huge, and my ability to grow and understand how to grow a house call business is what allowed me to create the success that I did, and to do it in a way that was incredibly feasible to achieve. And I share these numbers with you because if you're a struggling business owner, or if you're wanting to create more abundance in your life, you want to have more freedom in terms of how you work, this is such a viable way to do it that not only is a win for myself and the prosperity that I developed and the prosperity you can develop in the way that you can live, but it's a win for your business because you don't have to deal with so much of the stresses that come in a conventional business. And most importantly, it's also a win for the people in your community that you can still see a good volume of people and care for them in a significantly different way through house calls. That's the potential that's possible. That's the transformation that I experience. And that's the transformation that I want you to experience. You know, for all of you who are listening and whether dabbling or doing house calls, the potential for you to do this is huge. And I want each of you to have that. I want each of you to have the most ridiculous success And that is part of why I wanted to do this podcast today. It's part of why I wanted to share with you my story to kick off the House Call Revolution. So you get the insight on who's behind this, what my story is, how I got to this point, but ultimately share with you, this is why I've developed this brainchild of mine with the House Call Revolution, is so I can not only share my story, but share the story of others who are out there building house call businesses, who are smart in business, who are having successes, so they can share their stories with you as well, so that you don't have to go it alone. So you could glean from them, from their knowledge, their expertise, their experiences, so that you can listen to what it is that you want to create and let your vision come to life. Thank you guys so much for being on. This is the House Call Revolution, showing the freedom seekers like you how to take your business anywhere with house calls. It's my honor to be leading the charge, because this is the revolution you're building.
This is the House Call Revolution.